A bittersweet commencement was held this weekend at UNC Charlotte. Nearly 5,000 graduate and undergraduate students crossed the stage to receive their diplomas. Mixed in with the celebration was an element of grief for the two students killed in last month's campus shooting. WFAE's Nick Della Canal was at Saturday's commencement ceremony for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and has this report.
In the courtyard beside UNC Charlotte's Halton Arena, the scene is typical for a college commencement. Families are taking photos and handing flowers to their soon-to-be graduates. But many here are also feeling sorrow, knowing that two UNC families will not see their children graduate following last month's shooting. Among them is Peggy Blankenship, who's here from Roanoke, Virginia.
We're so thankful that our grandson was safe, but yet my heart goes out to the families that lost their loved ones.
She says she'll be praying they'll find peace and solace and that the school will recover. The school implemented a number of changes just for this weekend's commencement, among them heightened security. Signs posted outside the arena listed several banned items, including large bags, balloons, banners, and even umbrellas, despite the stormy weather. And once their tickets were scanned, family members and friends entered the building to an array of new airport-like security measures.
Check your bags here, ma'am.
They were ushered through metal detectors and scanned with security wands. Inside the arena, the school's chancellor, Philip Dubois, opened the ceremony on a somber note.
It goes without saying that the tragedy that we experienced on April 30th has shaken Niner Nation and inevitably influenced how we think about today's ceremony.
He called for a moment of silence, which was followed by a tribute from the school's brass ensemble. They performed an American elegy written by Frank DeKelly in the aftermath of the Columbine shooting 20 years ago. Throughout the ceremony, a handful of speakers punctuated their remarks with references to the shooting. Among them was graduating senior Samuel Adams.
2 weeks ago, this was a different speech. And 2 weeks ago, this was a different campus. 2 weeks ago, our community was whole. Now, all of these are changed. In the words of Chancellor Dubois, we will not emerge unchanged, but we will emerge united and stronger.
Among the sea of Kelly green caps and robes was 23-year-old Emily Haupt. She was one of four students injured in the shooting on April 30th. Haupt was called to the stage to receive her diploma first and was recognized with a standing ovation from the crowd. Meanwhile, seated in the front row was the family of Riley Howell. He was one of two students killed in the attack. Howell was studying environmental science, and when a gunman opened fire inside his classroom, Howell rushed at him and died tackling the shooter to the ground. Howell's father, Thomas, wiped tears from his face as Provost Joan Lorden presented the family with a degree in memoriam for his son.
We know that Riley's passing on April 30th leaves your family with a hole that cannot be filled. But we want you to know that he was an important part of the UNC Charlotte academic community. And our faculty wants to recognize and remember his presence.
Meanwhile, the family of Reed Parlier, the other student killed in the attack, was also presented with a degree in memoriam earlier Saturday at a ceremony for the College of Computing and Informatics. The sophomore had been studying computer science. The school's chancellor, Philip Dubois, announced Saturday that two scholarships have been established, totaling $1 million, to honor the memory of both Parlier and Howell.
From today forward, each scholarship will enable the spirit and legacy of each of these young men to be present always on our campus.
The university has not yet made plans for a permanent memorial to the victims, but it has created a remembrance commission that's tasked with making recommendations for a future remembrance. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal.